This is HDN.
It's Monday, September the 8th, here in the Beaver Bank Bunker with Jamie and Lisa.
So on top of climate change and increasingly more violent storms and Ebola virus and nuclear annihilation, we now have to worry about evil beavers.
I've been worried about evil beavers for years, actually.
Well, there's one evil beaver in particular down Eastern Shoreway that is making life miserable and did so for some snorkelers last week. A guy by the name of Jeremy McNaughton was out snorkeling off the coast of Spanish Ship Bay on the eastern shore.
Right.
He was with a couple of buddies there, and they do this all the time. Now, they were about a kilometer out in waters about 2 meters deep, and he noticed something swimming underneath him while he was snorkeling. Now, he snorkels all the time, so he's used to marine life.
Sure.
But then it circled again. And he got a closer look. And realized it was a beaver. Now, he was a little confused at first because...
Well, yeah, because they weren't even looking for beaver.
They weren't looking for beaver in the least. And beavers normally don't swim. They're freshwater dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't venture out into the salt water. But I guess this beaver just kept getting closer and closer.
You sure it wasn't a sea otter?
That's what he thought at first.
Yeah.
Nope. Then he saw the tail.
A sea otter that has tail run over?
Yeah.
Tried to cross the highway or something?
Getting a little too close, so Jeremy just kind of flicked his flipper its way.
Yeah.
And then when he turned his head to, you know, move his head out of the water to talk to his buddies, that's when the beaver attacked. Bit him right in the leg.
When beavers attack.
Yes.
New reality show, for sure.
No. Fifth row in the video store, the very back shelf on the top. Anyway, his buddies got him back into the boat and realized that this beaver had bit right through the wetsuit that he was wearing into the leg, and there was like both an entry point and an exit point for the beaver's teeth. So they took him to the doctor to get him patched up, and he's about 3 needles into a 5-needle course of treatment for rabies.
Yeah.
Which they don't suspect that...
And beaver fever, too.
Beaver fever?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
I think it is, yeah.
Really?
Long before Justin Bieber came along, there was beaver fever. And it is the result of being bitten. I have a feeling it must be bacteria or something on its teeth.
Okay.
Or something. But
Well,
let me just look it up while we're doing this little podcast here. Tell us more about your beaver.
Well, you know, and let's face it, beavers probably don't have the best oral health care routines. They're not flossing and brushing as they should.
That's right.
But Jeremy says it was very sneaky. Definitely knew I wasn't looking. He says it felt like something hit me in the side real hard. I looked down and saw its little T-Rex arms. I pushed it away and it was gone. They also had Buddy, the giant Newfoundland dog, with them that was swimming around. Didn't even bother to come to the rescue. Buddy the Newfoundland dog just stayed clear of the whole thing. But anyway, if you're down near Spanish Ship Bay on the eastern shore, just watch out for the evil beaver.
Beaver fever is a zoonotic parasitic disease caused by the flagellate protozoan of a Latin name that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce.
Flatulence. So what, the beaver farts on you?
Flagellate. That means it has a little tail like a sperm. It is the most common pathogenic parasitic infection in humans worldwide. Beaver fever.
Really?
Is there really a beaver fever? I think so. There were about 280 million people worldwide with symptomatic beaver fever. Mm. You want to know what the signs and symptoms
are? What are the symptoms? Tell me.
Well, let's get in there. Loss of appetite, diarrhea, loose or watery stools, stomach cramps, upset stomach, projectile vomiting, bloating, excessive gas, and burping.
There is flatulence.
That sounds like the side effects for Lipitor when they sell it on TV.
Lipitor. Yeah.
Do you want to just have a better day than you're having right now? Well, then try this pill. It'll help you. Side effects include loss of appetite, diarrhea, loose or watery stools, stomach cramps, upset stomach, projectile vomiting, excessive gas, bloating, burping. Doesn't that sound like those commercials? Boy,
I want to get me some of that.
Those commercials, you have like 55 seconds worth of disclaimer.
Yeah.
And the first little bit at the very beginning where they don't even explain what it is. You know, two people playing tennis. It's like, boy, good serve, Bill. Well, that's because of this pill. Side effects include... Symptomatic infections are well recognized as causing lactose intolerance, which may become permanent. So all those people that are becoming lactose intolerant, maybe they have beaver fever. It's not just beavers.
No?
No, it occurs in many animals, including beavers, cows, rodents, and sheep. Just wasn't as sexy. Sheep fever.
No.
Just, I've got sheep fever. Now that's a movie that you can get on the back shelf. Rodent fever, cow fever, beaver, you know, beaver fever. Just sounds so much better.
Rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah.
I think beavers just had better marketing reps. That's all that was.
Yeah, well,
better PR team.
Yeah, that's right. I've always been a fan.
Well, they're definitely changing things up. The empire has fallen, as they say. Noticed on the weekend that the Empire Theater's sign at Bears Lake was being systematically taken down.
About time.
Well, I was going to say,
when did Cineplex take over?
I know. Is it a year? So perhaps we'll be seeing a Cineplex logo up on the side of the building there in Bears Lake in the not too distant future.
Get used to them, because every single theater in this entire area of the country is owned and operated by Cineplex.
Yes, they are.
You're not going to see any competition, folks.
Hey, it's always nice to see when an old friend returns, and hearing word that Woody's Barbecue in Dartmouth is reopening. Their grand reopening is today in Dartmouth, up at Dartmouth Crossing. And they say...
Same place as before?
Same place as before.
I was so sad when they closed.
Yeah, yeah. Now, they say under new ownership. Now, Woody's Barbecue, that's a chain, is it not?
Yeah, I think it's a franchise.
Okay.
And I think that the people who have the other Woody's Barbecue, which is up on Larry Utech Drive,
right.
I think they have now bought this one, and they're going to be operating both of them.
It says here, our management team from the Bedford Woodies will be taking over in Dartmouth. And come on down. Wish Karen, Lee, and Adam the best of success with their second Woody's Barbecue restaurant. So I don't know if it's too soon to talk about Christmas, but somebody who is talking about Christmas already, Jeremy Webb, just got word yesterday that A Christmas Carol is coming back, going to be at Neptune Studio Theater, I do believe, during the month of December.
Mm.
And then he's taking it on the road. He's taking A Christmas Carol to North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee in December.
I wonder if they're going to call it A Christmas Carolina.
Ah, well now. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Oof. They had a bit of a scare in St. John, New Brunswick yesterday. I don't know if you heard about this. They had to lock down the Hilton Hotel in St. John.
Yeah, what was up with that?
A woman who had just returned from Cameroon fell ill, and they quarantined the building. Now, the way I understand the story, I guess cleaning staff found the woman unconscious around 11:15 on Sunday morning. And she was found in quite an ill state.
What were her symptoms? Stomach cramps, upset stomach, projectile vomiting, bloating, excessive gas, and burping?
Well, I have a feeling, yeah, cleaning staff will tell you all of the above and then some.
Sounds like beaver fever to me.
Well, public health officials were called in. Fire crews all responded, and they put a lockdown on the building. So I guess while she was in West Africa, she wasn't in any of the high-risk zones, so they were pretty quick to determine that it was highly unlikely that she had been exposed to Ebola and probably just had, you know, food poisoning or
beaver fever.
Yeah.
Telling you, that's what it was.
But I guess people frequently come back from tropical countries with diseases. And
with loss of appetite, diarrhea, looser, watery stools, stomach cramps, upset stomach. I mean, you might as well, you know.
Well, she's still in hospital, so if they're still trying to figure out exactly what's wrong with her, we'll slip them a note and say, check for beaver fever.
Either that, or they stayed in that same all-inclusive, and I use the term loosely, resort that we stayed in when we were in Cuba that time. Oh, God. I think I had all those symptoms, and there were no beavers to. There was no beaver there anywhere.
Not a beaver to be found.
No.
No.
So did you see Stand Up to Cancer? I know you didn't. You fell asleep halfway through.
Lady
Blackburn.
I saw a few acts, and then I fell asleep. But entertainment-wise, how was it?
Pretty good. You know who really surprised me? The Who.
Really?
They were very good. They were really incredible, and they looked good too. After all this time, they looked a lot better than they did back when I saw them back in the '80s.
Yeah, when they were doing their final concert tour. I'm
trying to think, when was that? That would have been like 1981 when they had their final concert, and they simulcast that and they sent it out. It was Toronto of all places, and they simulcast it around the world. That was it. And then I saw them. I believe it was in 84.
Right. And they decided to do it all over again.
Touring and touring, and they're all over. More and more members are dying and things, and they're still going for it. Mm. But they look pretty good.
Well, who of the original? We got
Roger and Pete.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the last two. They're down to two now.
Yeah.
Well, they performed at Stand Up to Cancer. $119 million raised in, well, just those few hours that, that the show was on. Yeah. $30 million of that in Canada. So, hey, congratulations to all the organizers. Another stunning victory in the fight against cancer.
And speaking of television over the weekend, I think I've just about had my fill of 9/11 programming because we watched it all Sunday. I guess, anniversary is coming up this Thursday.
This week, yeah.
And so all weekend long, this National Geographic channel, they're coming up with bigger and better specials. Mm. They finally actually have a special that's very watchable and it covers everything. They do a timeline, but they don't get into too much detail. Mm. And then they also talk to the survivors and the families. And basically you figure out what's going on at all times. They break it down, yeah. and it was fascinating. I
Very
really
liked
it.
Compelling backstories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had George W., him talking about his reaction
his
and what
day.
Happened on that
yeah.
day. And boy, we just ended up sitting there watching TV. So we're full. We're done.
Well, and when we weren't watching that, we have managed to get our grubby little hands via Netflix.
There
on
we go.
Season 8 of The Trailer Park Boys. Now, this is the first time that the show has been produced since... When? Wow.
It's been about 7 years.
It's been a while, yeah.
Well, yeah, they've been struggling back and forth, trying to get rights and different people leaving the scene and other people entering the scene and then doing their swear net thing. And the boys have put 2 seasons together. The first one was just released, I believe, on Friday on Netflix. And you and I, how many episodes did we saw? 7?
I think we're about 5 or 6 episodes in now.
Yeah.
Great and, running gag
oh,
that
and
has
one
started.
Of those, Goldie.
With Goldie, the goldfish. Yeah.
One of those episodes, and I mean, we were chatting about this before. And when we have them in here, I want to talk to the Trailer Park Boys about their favorite episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure that they all have a memory and
oh,
a story.
God, yeah.
And what's your favorite episode?
I think my favorite episode has always been, I think it was the season finale for season 2 or 3, where the boys go on a high-speed chase and they end up rolling the car in a ditch near a farmer's field where there's a bunch of cows.
Cows.
Yeah.
Make
like you know us.
Yeah. Very funny
you know,
stuff.
That one.
Go.
And maybe the Rush episode is probably up there
You
as
just
well.
Like it because the man on radio happens to be your husband, right?
Well, there's that, but just the whole premise of, you know, dressing in the garbage bags and going through the sewer system up into the Metro Center, just, I mean, that just kills me every time.
I love all of the Halifax and Nova Scotia references that they throw in there
mm-hmm.
that nobody outside of our borders would understand
no,
at all.
No.
And just the fact that it's catching on.
Yeah.
And they are talking so Haligonian in the show. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
My favorite episode until recently, and probably still is, was the one where, I think it was season 2, Bubble's shed burns down.
Yeah.
And Ellen Page was on that one.
Yes.
She was on the show for a while as a
oh,
kid.
Yeah,
she played
God,
Trina.
Yeah. That's right.
And
Mr. Leahy's daughter.
Yeah. And that was a great episode. You laugh, you cry, gets a lump in your throat at the end. There are some memorable moments in it. So that was always my favorite episode. And then over the weekend, we saw one that's right up there.
Yeah.
Like, so how is season 8? And the boys were asking me that too. I was talking about it when we were playing poker. They said,
oh, yeah.
How is it? I mean, is it worth watching again? Really?
Absolutely.
They're back. Yeah. This is one of their better seasons ever.
Yeah.
It really is. If you like the Trailer Park Boys and then kind of thought they might have gone off the rail a bit last few years and it seemed a bit scattered. And I found that anyway. A lot of the characters were becoming very stereotyped, very caricatures of their former selves. They've steered it right back.
Oh,
it's just
sure thing.
It's just as funny as it always used to be. So I highly recommend. They've got every season on Netflix right now, but it's season 8, the most recent one that just came out that we recommend.
Yeah, the Americans are going to eat this up. And the episode that you are referring to that has now moved into your top 3 or top 5, only the Trailer Park Boys could make an episode revolving around boner pills seem touching. I'll leave it at that.
We mentioned on Friday that we were going to try to get in touch with this cyclist
mm-hmm.
who wrecked his bike and injured himself in Quebec. He was trying to go across the country after going across other continents.
Yes.
He decided to try ours. And I do believe he is in Halifax now. We're going to try to get in touch with the gentleman. And
excellent.
If we do, we will chat with him tomorrow. Yet another reason to join us here on Tuesday.
Until then.